Chapter 54. Christian and Hopeful went through the river. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. Isaiah 43, verse 2. Between the men and the gate flowed a river. There was no bridge over the river, and the water was deep. When the travelers saw this, they were startled. "You must cross here," said the men who came with them, "otherwise you cannot come to the gate." "But is there no other way?" they wanted to know. "No, there is not. No one ever entered in by another way, except for Enoch and Elijah, of course. Those were the only ones who were allowed to go a different path. But that will never happen again before we shall hear the last trumpet." The travelers began to lose courage. Especially Christian became very scared. Would there be really no other way to enter heaven? They looked to the left and to the right again, to see if they could find another way. But no matter how they searched, there was no other way. They had to go through the river. Anxiously they looked at the water in front of them. "Is the water equally deep everywhere?" "No, it is not," the men said. "But we really cannot help you any further. You will notice that the water is as deep as you believe in the king of the city. If there is little faith, the water is deeper than when there is much faith." When Christian and Hopeful heard this, they knew there was nothing else they could do. They stepped into the water, but Christian soon began to sink already. "Hopeful," he cried, "I sink in deep waters. The waves are going over my head already. I am sinking." "Come on, brother," Hopeful said. "Have good courage. I feel the bottom already. Come on. I feel it is good, sturdy ground." "Ah, my friend, I am so afraid of death. Oh, these sorrows of death. I will never see the land flowing with milk and honey." At that very moment, so much horror and darkness was falling on Christian that he could not see anything in front of him anymore. He tried to think of earlier times when the Lord helped him time and again, but he could not. It seemed as if he could not think in an orderly manner anymore. Christian was afraid that he would drown in the river and that he would never enter through the celestial gate. He also kept calling out that the devils frightened him all the time. Hopeful did his very best to help him, but he could hardly keep Christian's head above the water. Yes, it sometimes seemed as if he was sinking to the deep grounds in the water. It seemed as if everything was lost, but then he came up again. "My brother," Hopeful tried to comfort him, "there I see the gate already, and I see angels there already who are waiting for us." "Ah," Christian sighed, "they are waiting for you. You have always hope, as long as I have known you." "But you too," Hopeful encouraged. Christian shook his head. "Ah, Hopeful, if it were really true with me, then God would have helped me. But now he lets me drown because of my sins. It is my own fault, and that I must die without God now." "But listen a moment now," Hopeful said. "Did you then forget the text from the Bible about people who truly are without God?" "Which text do you mean?" "Well, that those people know no bands in their death." no bands in their death? Christian panted. No, they have never been afraid to meet God. They often feel themselves strong and fresh. They do not have as much trouble and sorrow as other people have. They are not plagued. Christian gasped for breath. Do not think God left you because you are so fearful and distressed, Hopeful continued. God tries you. He wants you to remember all the good things he gave you. He wants you to trust him also now that you are in distress. Christian was silent for a while. In the meantime, you could notice that he was thinking. Then Hopeful said to him, Be of good cheer. Jesus Christ makes thee whole. Shortly after, faith broke through in Christian again, and he cried out, Oh, I see him again. He tells me, When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. All fear disappeared now. Both men received new courage. The enemy, the devil, could not bring anything in against them anymore either. Suddenly, Christian again felt ground to stand on, and that remained the whole time. Yes, the river now even became more and more shallow. Explanation. Death is meant with this river. One day we must pass through this river. Christian learned much from the Lord, but he was still afraid to die. Happily, Christian had Hopeful with him. This means that if God's children are dying, there will sometimes be someone with them who wants to point them to the Lord Jesus. When God's children die, and there is not always another child of God with them. Still, Hopeful is with them then. It is the hope which is in their heart. Then there is something of that firm hope in God with which they will not drown. The most important is that the Lord Jesus himself shall be with his children when they die. Then they can be distressed at times, for faith is not always equally strong. Still, the Lord shall help them through. The Savior has always helped them and shall do it again. How blessed if you may die like this. How necessary it is that we are prepared for death. It is necessary for today, for it can be our last day.